Hi, I'm Rigger J, and this is my geeky, kinky, techie audio blog. Musings, facts, more of a blog than a podcast, usually of adult topics, so if you are not of the age of majority, please stop listening. Also, if you're listening on Anchor FM, I'm doing these in segments, and the segments on the webpage don't automatically go to the next chapter. So if you're listening there, please go hit the next button. It won't autoplay. Anyway, thank you, and on to the episode. Hey guys, it's June 29th, and I have a fun story. This is a way back story. God, gotta be 8 years. Probably, yeah, about 8 years. I was raised in, mostly in a combination of Boston and Vancouver, British Columbia. And I was going back for vacation, see friends and stuff like that. So I flew from Boston to Seattle, hung out in Seattle for a bit because I lived there for a bit, and then rented a car and drove up to Vancouver, British Columbia. It's about a 2-hour drive. It's a really nice drive. I went and I did a shoot with some people who I'd met online. I went to a party, had a ton of fun, and did some family stuff. And on the way back, going through customs, it's a quiet customs trip for once. There's not many cars around. And I get told to pop the trunk. Oh, shit. So, I'm in the car. I have my hands on the steering wheel. And I have a hatchback that I've rented. So, the hatch goes up. And the windows are down. And I'm talking with the U.S. Customs officer. And I'm like, sir, before you open the trunk, or before you open my suitcase, I wanted to let you know that there is a large meat cleaver, antique, not sharp, but a little pointy, and I can't remember if it's at the head or the foot of the bag, and I can't remember which way the blade's pointing, but I don't want you to cut yourself or startle. And he's like, he opens the case and he pulls out my foot-long abattoir antique meat cleaver. I mean, the blade's probably 8 inches, the hilt's another, it's probably bigger than a foot, because the blade, yeah, 6 to 8 inch blade. So it's 4 inch thick or height and a nice huge handle on it. That was probably a good 6 inches, 7 inches on it. Yeah, it was a big frickin' meat cleaver. I bought it on eBay recently and he's like, sir. And he holds it up almost like brandishing it. Why do you have this meat cleaver? And it was, I bought that on the internet about a month ago, and I use it as a photography prop. One of the hobbies I have is doing photography. He says, have you killed anyone with this? And I'm like, sir, I have not killed anyone, period, with that or with any other item. And then he looks down and pulls out my rope, holds it up. So now the customs official is standing there holding the meat cleaver and bundles of rope. Sir, why do you have all this rope? And I said, well, as you'll see, there's also photography stuff in there. I do photography as a hobby. And one of the things I also do with it is Japanese style aerial performance work, and I do it and I photograph it, and so that is why I have the rope. And he's like, you realize you have the serial killer vacation kit here. And I'm like, I could understand how you could see that, sir, but no, not a serial killer. And he holds the, you sure you have not killed anyone with this thing? I'm like, sir, I haven't killed anyone, period. Well, this is taking a little long to do. So his boss did a casual walk by, and the inspector holds up the meat cleaver towards his boss. And his boss says, sir, why do you have... And then he holds up a flogger. And the boss doesn't finish the sentence and says, never mind, and just keeps walking. So he asks me a few more questions. Points out that, dude, you really have the serial killer vacation kit. And asks me some personal relevant questions. Where do you live? When are you going home? All that kind of stuff. And I said, yeah. And he closes up everything and closes the trunk and says, sir, enjoy your trip back to Boston and don't kill anyone. And I'm like, sir, I have zero plans to do that. He shakes his head and says, I still think you have a serial killer vacation kit. I'm really glad I didn't see any duct tape. And I drive off. After I stopped breathing, started breathing again, because while this was a jovial transaction, I am not an American citizen. I am on a green card. And so he could have denied me access entry into the United States if he wanted to, and that would have been a real big nightmare. Sometime later, I actually gifted that meat cleaver to Midori, and there is a video performance art piece that Midori did that featured that meat cleaver, and that kind of made me happy that it was something that Midori enjoyed and used in art also. So anyway, that is the story of Rigger J and the serial killer vacation kit.